I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tuesday morning, doesn't matter what Monday brought or didn't bring. Tuesday morning, we do Commander's Rewind. We don't play around. We just get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Commander's Rewind.
Time for the Commander's Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. The Commander's lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
All right, gets better every week. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. It's a winner. Here's how I want to do this. I want to go backwards to forwards, and then forwards to backwards, probably in the second segment. That's the game plan, because basically everything that happened in the final 5 minutes is the really, really interesting stuff. But a lot of stuff happened early in the game, too, and I'm not going to ignore that. And, of course, we've got to play our calls. You'll hear the Steelers radio here on the first few, on the big consequential plays, because you haven't heard that yet, probably, unless you were in Pittsburgh on Sunday and driving around listening to the radio there. I don't know. I don't know if that's an Odyssey station or not, so I can't vouch for the quality. But then when we wind it back, you'll hear the calls. Of course, Bram Weinstein is along with London Fletcher, and Logan Paulson on the Commanders Radio Network. You hear them right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Here's where I want to start with Johnny Newton jumping off sides, because that was the game.
Tightly bunched formation. Wilson, oh my goodness, they got him. The Commanders to jump.
I was sitting there going, no way they snapped this ball. But he got him to jump. Jalen Holmes.
Let's get the call.
Neutral zone infraction defense, number 95. 5 yard penalty results in a first down.
Newton. Johnny Newton, the rookie.
Johnny Newton.
Nah, it stinks to find out what you have in the locker room through adversity. You'd rather find out through success. But what you found out was everybody in that locker room went to bat for Johnny Newton after the game, right? That was encouraging to see, and he's played really well, and he's played additional minutes because Jonathan Allen had that season-ending injury, and he's got a bright future, and this play isn't going to define him for sure. Let's talk about the play itself. That never works. How many times have we seen that attempted in a college football game, a pro football game, any level of football game? That never works. Sometimes, if they're plausibly going to go for it, it works. Somebody gets antsy. But in that situation, when he came to the line, there was a 0% chance they were going to run that play. Just no coach would ever run that play in that moment. That's what stings, because I don't know if Jaden Daniels would have driven down the field. I think he's pretty good in the clutch. I would have liked to have seen the opportunity for sure. But that's what stings. It takes the opportunity away from that. It's also, he's a rookie. It's a big NFL game. It's a big moment. A lot of Steelers fans there. By the way, a lot of Steelers fans being there is a full zero for me as a thing. There are a lot of Steelers fans everywhere. They live amongst us. They work here at Odyssey. They live in Richmond. They eat at Taco Bell down the street. They're everywhere. And before the season, when we didn't know if these guys would be good or not, they were buying all the tickets because they're Steelers fans and that's what they do. So the storyline I didn't have the time of day for last week, and I said this, was like, well, Commanders are good now. I mean, maybe the fans will show and box the Steelers fans. They had their tickets. They are ready to go. That's okay. Wild atmosphere. Johnny Newton jumps off sides. That stings. It's a big moment in a big game. And it, you know, I saw somebody post like, this is karma evening out for the Commanders because they had the Hail Mary, and they've had some big dramatic wins this year, that this is karma leveling it out. I reject that as well. I have seen 26 years of this team getting kicked in the nuts every time they attempt anything remotely good. No, 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 no. Carmen doesn't need to even out for 7 weeks of good football. No, no, no. 7 weeks of good football is not enough to even the ledger for what you Washington fans experienced for 26 excruciating years. They are still owed multiple big moments in big games. The ledger is not even close to even. It doesn't work. It didn't just reset when Josh Harris bought the team. They are owed good moments in big games. Also, there was this. The spot was bad. Let's play the spot here, and we'll break it down.
Trips to the left, gets the snap, looking left, looking, throws back over the middle of the field. It is complete. It's enough for a first down. And it's Ertz who makes the grab, and it looks like it's enough, I think. Let's see now. The Steelers think it's short.
They think it's short, all right.
This is extremely close. And the officials say, not close enough. Yeah. The Steelers have forced the turnover on downs.
That's the Steelers radio team right there. That's Bob King on the call. I don't know that team, but it's short. There's so many like quotable moments out of that sequence there. Bad spot. I mentioned that with Craig Hoffman. It's bad because the initial spot was so bad. If he comes in, he's a fraction of an inch short. You can't do anything about that. Yeah, he might have been. We don't know. I've seen enough from the tape to declare he had it. I also know the league doesn't roll like that. If they don't have the down the line angle, they're not going to overturn it. And they didn't have the down the line angle. Not worth kvetching over too much there. All right. Touchdown to Mike Williams, first catch as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap, back to pass, looking, going to float it up left for Williams, and Williams makes the grab in the end zone. What a throw, what a catch. Mike Williams in his first game in a Steelers uniform has hauled in a 32-yard touchdown strike from Russell Wilson.
All right, this is the big picture portion of Commander's Rewind. Here's the big picture. The Steelers traded for Mike Williams because they view themselves as legitimate Super Bowl contenders this year. And I am not here to dispute that. I think they are legitimate Super Bowl contenders this year. I think they have a big game this weekend against Lamar Jackson. We'll get to that. The Baltimore Ravens, right? Home field's going to mean a lot, and that's going to go a long way towards determining. Mike Williams shows up week one. Get to work, buddy. Russ, figure it out with him. We got to win Super Bowls here, and that starts with winning this football game. The Commanders also traded for help and also got help, and it was a corner, and it was a corner who could have been matched up against Mike Williams in that moment. Now, you got the hamstring injury. You got everything else. I don't know that it's a direct one-to-one, but I'll say this. When the Commanders made their trade at the trade deadline, we need immediate help. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I think it was a lot of, can we be good for the next few years, and is Marshawn Lattimore a piece of that puzzle? And I think there was a sense, don't rush him in. No need to force him out on the field this weekend. If he's what we think he is, he's a contributor for a while to come. And that you saw the difference right there in that one play. St. Juice gets beat. You know, you don't love the coverage, the call there, whatever. If Lattimore's on him, does he score the touchdown? Hopefully not, because the guy you traded for is a lockdown corner. Hopefully he locks down Mike Williams in that situation. The Steelers need to win right now. They needed to leave Landover with a win because that's how they're going to become the Super Bowl team they want to be. For some reason that I can't put my finger on, the Chiefs are undefeated. They have, and now coming out of last week, still zero business being undefeated. There's probably no shot at the bye, but the Steelers have a chance to be well-positioned into the playoffs, to make some noise deep into the playoffs. That starts with Mike Williams, Preston Smith, these guys they traded for coming in and making an instant impact. That's not how the Commanders viewed the Marshawn Lattimore trade. It wasn't he's going to come in and lift us in this game Sunday against the Steelers. You saw the difference in urgency, and that was a big difference maker in that moment. There's also this. We'll play the George Pickens touchdown. This is just one of the best plays you're going to see on a football field this season. Tip your hat to the other guy.
Russell Wilson again changing the play, touching his helmet, gets the snap, looking to the right. He's going to loft towards the corner of the end zone, and Pickens, oh my goodness, what a catch by George Pickens. An amazing catch in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it's Noah Igbinoghene's in coverage there. And if I'm watching that tape in the room, right, if I'm Joe Witt with the clicker, this is Noah, buddy, you did it right. That's a catch that a very small number of people on this planet can make. And he made it. It's not just the reaching extension of a catch. It's one of the coolest things I've seen on a football field in a while. It was a great play. It's the way he kept his hands on the other side of his body before moving them last second to take it to where he was going to make the catch. He didn't sell where he was headed at any point until he went there, and then he went there, and then he reached, and then he made the incredible catch. Great play. Sometimes great plays happen. Two good teams played on Sunday. One team won by a point, and the other team has a really bright future. And I'm not, I know a lot of you don't want to do moral victories, and so I'm not here for Moral Victory Tuesday, and I'm not gonna pretend to you it's a moral victory. What I'm going to tell you is that's a team that could win the Super Bowl. And the Baltimore Ravens are a team that can win the Super Bowl. And the Commanders hung with them in both games. All of their losses have been very reasonable losses. Tampa's proven to be very good. It was the first game of Jaden Daniels' career. He was still skittish in the pocket. These guys get better every single game. They got better coming out of halftime on Sunday. By the way, big picture, they didn't win the toss this week. So, their league best coin toss record took a hit. But the Steelers did them a solid by choosing to receive. The Commanders want the ball in the second half, but you didn't even need to flip the coin. Both teams wanted the exact same thing. The Commanders want the ball in the second half because they're consistently getting better possessions in the second half than the first half. I love that so, so much about this team. They're so good with the clock. They're so good in two-minute situations. They come out of halftime even better than they entered halftime every week. That is a tribute to coaching. Here's Jaden Daniels after the game.
It stings, and you can see that the guys are very passionate about wins and losses, and it means something to them, matters. So that's where I kind of took away, like, hey, everybody's mad, it matters to them. There's nothing we could do about it. We could just go on to the next.
Yeah, they don't want to hear about moral victories. I know y'all don't want to hear about moral victories, and so we're not going to talk about moral victories. This one stung. They're gonna bottle that up, take it to Philly, give the Eagles a good game on Thursday. I believe that. It's Thursday Night Football. Weird things happen. But I think both these teams are it's a really good matchup and a really fun game and a really important game in terms of deciding home field in the playoffs. I mentioned the Steelers move from this into their big game Sunday against the Ravens. 1 o'clock, Sunday Night Football, still not good. I'm sure money dictates all of this at the highest levels. We've gone from the best games consistently being on Sunday night to the best games consistently not being on Sunday night. They had a good one last week, obviously, Lions-Texans, all the interceptions, but a wild finish. This week, though, CBS has Steelers-Ravens at 1. I'm going to be glued to the TV for that, and Chiefs-Bills at 4:25. Either of those, on marquee game, neither of them Sunday night football game. I don't know what's going on here. Here's Mike Tomlin asking if Jaden Daniels is similar to Lamar Jackson.
Man, be real slow comparing people to Lamar Jackson. That's a multi-time MVP. That's Mr. Jackson. We'll see Mr. Jackson in a few days.
As Mr. Jackson, what Mike Tomlin can't say is Jaden's on the track, right? It's a little bit like the Patrick Mahomes GOAT conversation. Is he the greatest of all time? No, because Tom Brady did it for so long. Is he on the path, on the trajectory? Yeah. Yeah, if he keeps doing it, he'll pass Brady for sure. No guarantees. Is Lamar Jackson, is Jaden Daniels going to become Lamar Jackson? No guarantees. You got to do it at that high level for a really long time to be in that conversation. In a short amount of time, he's been every bit that good, though. I want to run through some big plays in the game. When we come back, we'll take the small picture approach. We'll hear from our crew, hear from the crew you hear right here every week on 910 The Fan. We're back after this. We're also 105.1 FM.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Tuesday morning. It's 11:21. We're in the middle of Commander's Rewind. That's where we take you through a number of the plays from the game, break it down, reevaluate it in the light of day, not in the heat of the moment, but in the light of day, what we think happened and should have happened and will happen going forward. I think that lost amid all the craziness of the final 5 minutes, we had a crazy first part of the game too, and I don't know that that was like, hey, like, this is consequential, this means all that, but it was, the Steelers had a chance to really assert themselves early, and I think Mike Tomlin sensed that. He's probably, Mike Tomlin's a smart guy, you know, I like him, you know I would take him in a heartbeat to be coach of the Commanders. He's probably thinking the history of the Commanders here, the offense starts slow and picks it up. I need to step on their throat while the offense is moving slow, and he did that. He went for it. Here's the fake punt.
And a three and out forces Corliss Waitman to punt from his goal line. Alameda Zacchaeus, who bobbled the first punt earlier in the first quarter. Oh. They've done a fake punt. They got it on the right, and the ball was dropped.
Wow.
The ball was dropped.
Wow.
It was a wide open Pittsburgh player down the left sideline on a fake punt.
James Pierre,
who was here at camp with Washington, dropped what should have been an easy first down. They hiked the ball directly to Miles Killebrew, yeah, who was an up man, threw it out to Pierre, and he dropped it.
So we went for a block. We ended up bringing Percy Butler, who was normally the guy holding up the gunner, James Pierre. He comes in. They saw it, and they threw the football wide out there to him. He was wide open. You talk about a momentum shift. This is a huge momentum shift in our favor.
Yeah, Commanders poke it in. That's a free seven the Steelers gave him. That kept him afloat for a little while there. That was big as the offense got rolling. You don't want to blame the Steelers, right? They drew it up. Whatever the tell was the Commanders had that they were going punt block, they knew. They were right on top of it. Danny Smith's the special teams coach for the Steelers. He's the guy who looks like he's perpetually chewing the world's biggest wad of gum on the sideline. He was in Washington for a long time, so you always know he's going to be cooking something up. Whatever the tell was, they nailed it. They knew. They had the right play. Kid dropped the ball. It's hard to tell him not to do that. Again, it's also a huge risk in that situation to go for it, and obviously you saw the other side of that. I thought the defense was good early against a really stout run game. I continue to think Daron Payne does not get enough love, so he will receive love in this segment.
All right, here we go. 32 at the 33. Russ goes in the gun. Cordarrelle Patterson to his left. He missed the last four games, ankle injury. They hand it off to him, going wide to the right. Man at the line of scrimmage by Daron Payne, and stopped for a one-yard gain. Three and out in Pittsburgh, sends the punting unit onto the field. They're talking about it on their sideline, and they will. Three and out.
Three and out. Good defense. I said hold them to 21. They did hold them to 21, if you don't count the bonus seven they got. There were a lot of dropped passes. Let's play the De'Ami Brown one, but this just stands in for the rest of them.
First and goal at the three to try to take the lead. Eckler to the right of Daniels. Two receivers to the left, Brown to the right. Snap. Play action. Center of the field. That is dropped by De'Ami Brown! That was a clear touchdown and just a clear drop by Brown in the center of the end zone. He was wide open.
Oh, wide open on a little play action.
It's when they get a good team around Jaden Daniels, this could be a dangerous football team. And it's going to happen quickly because guys are going to want to play here this offseason. He's not playing with the full comp. Like, he's not doing the C.J. Stroud where he's picking which guy he wants to throw to. They're working on it. And I felt for Alameda Zacchaeus. Let's skip to number 14. We'll knock it all out at once here. Because Alameda Zacchaeus has been really good all year long. Dropped a pass muff two punts. Very uncharacteristic.
I can understand why Pittsburgh's punting. Washington has 19 offensive yards. They're going to trust their defense here. Try to get Corliss Waitman to pin Washington deep. So they punt on 4th and 1. No fake this time. High end over end. Zacchaeus under it. Bobble it again. It's out free. It's the second time he bobbled a punt. It looks like Pittsburgh's on it, and they are. Turnover off a fumbled punt. And Pittsburgh's going to take over inside the Washington 15-yard line.
All right. We'll go back to 13. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the drops because they're going to get better players. They will this offseason because people are going to want to play with Jaden Daniels, and they have a lot of money to spend on good players. Here's what I love about Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. I love Terry McLaurin, full stop, period. I'm growing to love Jaden Daniels as much as I love Terry McLaurin. Terry, I love like the whole package. Like, Terry's just a cool dude, and he's put up with a lot, and I love that he's having success. I don't know Jaden as well. I love Jaden because he's exciting. Every time he gets on a football field, I want to watch that game because something fun's going to happen. What I love is they've managed to create a big play in just about every game, and that's how you win in the NFL. It's really hard to go down the field 5 yards at a time. You can do it. You can do it when you're as good as they are on 3rd and 4th downs. That's been a key to the success. They finally missed a 4th down on the bad Zach Ertz spot, their first missed 4th down conversion of the year. But they get a big play every game, and it's just so meaningful.
First and 10 as we start the second half. Washington moving right to left at their own 29-yard line. Play action throw over the middle. Wide open Terry McLaurin at the 40. 45, 50. Scampers away from the defense. In a foot race at the 30. 25 and pulled down inside the 20. Huge play to start the second half. Daniels to McLaurin.
Man, oh man. Beautiful play called in a decision on the zone. We RPO. He sees the linebackers vacate because they've been jumping up so hard to stop the run. Leaves a huge void in the center of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, and after that, Terry McLaurin is off to the races.
These guys get better as the game goes on. They come out of halftime, land that play. It's impressive. It's coaching. It's the players adapting on the fly as well. It's really, really impressive the way they get better as the game goes on and nail all the little situations. That is a reflection on the coaching of this team, which has been outstanding this year. All right, I've been giving you, I think, a charitable version of events, which is these guys played a Super Bowl contender and were 1 point, 1 yard, one jump away from beating them. I believe that's true. That is my interpretation of this football game. There is an alternate interpretation of this football game. The Steelers did the fake punt. If they hadn't done that, they would have been up 14-0 early. They had this fumble that we're about to play. This could have been a 14-21 point victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's the play in question.
7:18 to go here, fourth quarter, clock running. 2nd and 7 at the 8 for Pittsburgh, who trails by 6, 27-21. Handoff, Warren again, right up the middle, gets to the 5, takes on a defender, pushed towards the goal line, 4 in progress, stop there, down at the 1, and because he's inside the 1, it's going to bring up 1st and goal. Washington thinks they got the ball out, and they did! They said Warren fumbled it! Jeremy Chinn has it in his hands! They've awarded a turnover to Washington!
They did it! Woo! Let's go! Victory, USA, USA. I have grown to love the amount of yelling in the broadcast in these two. I will admit, I don't love the amount of yelling in the full broadcast as I listen. It is just the right amount for our rewinds, though. It really is. London Fletcher bringing the enthusiasm on every play. As I listen live, I'm like, we can't do this every play. But for the big plays, absolutely, I'm for it. That's the uncharitable interpretation. Take the fake punt off the board, or he catches it. That fumble doesn't happen. The Steelers punch it in. It's a 14-21 point victory. The Ravens held him at arm's length. They're not in that class. I think we're going to learn some stuff on Thursday about really situating this team where they belong. I believe they will hang with the Philadelphia Eagles. This alternate interpretation, though, says they ain't going to hang with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not in that league. They're going to lose by 14-21. They're a wild card playoff team. I'm prepared to accept that because you know I think the future is bright. I think they're good enough to hang, though. It's a big game. Let's finish where we started. Here's Bram, London, and Logan on the play of the game.
28-27. This is the ball game. 28-27 Pittsburgh. 1:02 to go. Washington's out of timeouts. Pittsburgh has put their offense on the field for a 4th-and-1 at the Washington 49-yard line. Russ under center. Harris is the back offset. Oh, and they got Johnny Newton to jump offside. Johnny Newton jumped offside.
Got the rookie. That's exactly what everybody's telling him. Don't watch the hard count. Alert the hard count.
That's a tough way to end a hard-fought football game. Lots more on the Commanders in the coming days. Of course, that has been Commanders Rewind. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.